Good. So as mentioned earlier, we do have with us Mr. Petrus Mtiane, who is the Chief Fire Officer, the Fire Rescue and Emergency Services. This is touching on the city of Mbombela, announcing that there are designated areas for fireworks this festive season. Some of them have been mentioned a little bit earlier on, but we'll confirm this in a moment. Stick around, it's Rise FM.
Here at Rise FM, while we like making winners all the time, we have competition terms and conditions. From the day you've won anything on Rise FM, you cannot win another on-air competition within 90 days. Playing fair and giving everybody a chance. Rise FM. Mpumalanga. Azishe.
Quite interesting that some of you are actually saying, why not go as far as banning fireworks? Because they stink, they are loud for some people. But just discussing the designated areas this afternoon here on Rise FM. Joining us live currently is Mr. Petrus Mtiane, who is the Chief Fire Officer, Fire Rescue and Emergency Services. We're touching on the city of Mbombela and designated areas for fireworks for December 2025. Good afternoon, sir. Thank you so much for making time to chat to us.
Good afternoon.
We need a bit of confirmation. Kunabantu who don't believe the news as shared by the city of Mbombela announcing designated areas for fireworks. Others are saying we've been doing this from the comfort of our own homes. Why must it be different now? And they said it's not been the first time, but why is there a call to have designated areas for a celebration of fireworks?
The reason for that is that we have got animals around, and then we also have got all people around us, especially when there will be this fireworks unexpectedly so, mm-hmm. and also when they never are not ready for that. So then there will be a problem of how can I call it uncomfortable to animals. Or maybe sometimes we can experience loss of life, because you can imagine an old woman who is not well healthy because of the age. Mm-hmm. And then suddenly there is a boom sound next to him or her, and that will be a problem. So the city of Mbombela requested that let us respect our old people, let us respect everybody. So, actually, if there is an event like the one which is going to have take place at Mbombela Stadium,
yeah.
it was approved. And therefore, that's why Mbombela Stadium, so the Rugby Stadium, it's like a designated area, and we believe that also in sports fields where it is open, then there are no people who are going to be hurt by this. And also from the experience, we have experienced that some of these fireworks can injure our children. So we request our community, let them be careful. And because even though you would think that you are young, it's your right, it's your choice, but the right with responsibilities. So you need to ensure that you respect those people, as you are expected only to be respected when you are old, where the time will not allow you to have noises that you are not aware of it, which might lead to stop of heart beating, etc.
Mr. Mtiane, I'm glad that you're bringing in awareness, because I think in most cases people are just simply unaware of the damages they are causing through the fireworks and the display of fireworks. When you speak of young people, they're just thinking it's a celebration, it's a crossover, giddy fireworks, we've been doing this, it's a tradition in the country and everywhere else in Mhlabeni. They're not thinking about the animals, as you mentioned, they're not thinking about the elderly, as you mentioned. So a bit of awareness also would go a long way. And And it's totally understandable how you're narrating it to us. I think anyone listening to the show really understands why the city of Mbombela has made this a healthy choice and a call to everybody, members of our communities. Just to touch on some of the areas, just so our listeners on Rise FM are absolutely sure of which areas to go to. I'm pretty sure these are also available on the particular social media or websites. Could you indicate some of the venues for designated areas for fireworks?
Yeah, first of all, we will say that Rugby Stadium, as this is where the end year function will take place. So it's one of the designated area. And then we have got a sports ground, sports field. Babaton has a view, Mahushu, and then Nelsville, Tamakuku, Kanyamazane, stadium, and then Sokwaba Stadium, even other areas which because we've got quite a huge area to cover within the city, but we understand that people will know that when there's a sports field, no one is going to be hurt there. I think this is the areas that we have identified as city of Mbombela.
Thank you so much. That's Mr. Mtiane, Petrus Mtiane, a chief fire officer, fire rescue and emergency services. You did hear. I will share some of these designated areas because I think he is on the road currently and will not be able to mention every single one of them. Thank you so much, sir, for chatting to us, and wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you very much, and your listeners as well. So we request that everybody must be safe.
Absolutely loud and clear is the best route on Rise FM. Can we all make it to 2026? Can we adhere to this? Do we understand? Because I hope so.
Rise FM, taking over Standerton on 105.8 FM.
Let's go!
Mpumalanga's best music and more.
If you want to do it in the comfort of your own home, I not after this conversation we just heard. Let's not be ignorant. Let's understand. They mentioned abantu abadala. They mentioned our animals as well. Young kids also, not many of them know how to use these fireworks. Also, make sure that you have young ones, grown-ups also surround them and be sure they are safe during this. But let's be responsible as we cross over to a brand new year.